Shami Peya Daf Lamed. So we learned the Mishnah yesterday on the Beis, and the Gemara begins to try to understand what the case of the Mishnah is. So the Gemara talks about a case where they were Shutfin, and then they were broke up, and then they were Chosav and Ishtadfu. So the Mishnah says, Nosen Peya Akas. So says the Gemara, Chatzachatzi, another case, Chatzachatzi Sadu B'Shutfis. If one Shutf cut, harvested half the field, B'Shutfis, and then they divided up the field, and now he owns the part that half that was harvested, and the other part is not harvested, belongs to the other shutev. Edim rafish mishalo. He does not have to separate payah from his, because for the part that he harvested was done when it was a shutfis, and the mela, therefore there's no din payah. Lo betchila, not at the beginning that he harvested, but lo besof, not even at the end, after the other person harvested the other part, then even that also does not go back and make him mechayiv him on the first part. And the reason for that is, says the Rosh Mishalo explains, because since Lamaisa, it was when it was cut, they were now separate. So now when they were separate, even though later they went back, but the fact that it was harvested, when he harvested his own, it was shutfin, and he was not a shutf in the second part. The other person owned it. The other partner, a former partner, owned it. So Mela, therefore, whatever he does not have any connection to the part before, the first part, because they're no longer shutfis. And therefore, you can't be Yotze Peya on this. That's the way the Rosh Mishalo learns. The Pei Moshe has a very different shot, but the Rosh Mishalo kind of goes into the Gemara that we're going to continue now, learning the shot that he learns. I think it flows in the Gemara beautifully. The Gemara continues. Mishra says if they went ahead and they went and divided up, and then they went ahead and they Mishtativ again, they joined again. And they went ahead and they harvested half the shutfis. So the first part was done when they were shutfis, and then they split up. And then they, after they divided the field, they were chodzer the shutfis. And now when they harvested the second half, they went ahead and it was done b'shutfis. The chilku, and then they divided up afterwards what was harvested, what was now removed, they now divided up the produce. Each shutif could go ahead and separate pay from his own at the end. Because since when they harvested, Mar says it was done, b'shutfis was the first part that they ever achieved together as one. However, once they divided up afterwards, so halacha is that they can go ahead now, since they're dividing it up together, each one can harvest it from the other side on the friend's chelik. And not, it can't take from the part of it that belongs to his friend that was harvested in the beginning before they divided up, but each one had an individual. He can't go ahead and be yotze his friend now, his friend's chelik, even though now they're shutfis, because when the original part that was separated was not done by shutfis. If it wasn't done by shutfis, then he has no ability to what he sets aside should be mechelek of the other person. So the second person that comes along only can do the chelek that he has. You can't be mishtatif together with the payah from the first one, because lamaisa, they weren't shutfis when he divided it up, when he went ahead and separated it before. And Mara says, where do we see this from? I'm going to see this from a case in the Mishnah, a similar idea. It says the Gemara, we have a case, another case, and we're going to get back to the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yochanan. The person went ahead and cut half the harvested half the field. And then later when he went ahead, he harvested the second half of the field. So what's the halacha? But he didn't have a chance to finish harvesting the first part. In other words, the remainder of the first part of the field, until the whole field became a kutzer. He did the whole field. So in other words, he started off a part. So the case over here is he did half. And then he did half the field. And then he stopped. Then he went ahead and did the other half of the field. But Lamaisa, before he went to continue another part, he didn't get a chance to finish the last section of the part harvested before they went in, and then he harvested the whole field together. So now the question is, what could he be mafish? What belongs together? Mafish, menarish, nalem, soyin. You can go ahead and he can be mafish to pay up from the first part. It could be mafish with the part that you did in the middle, the third quarter that you did. I mean, I'm tzayin al rishon, and from the middle to the beginning. You can't do the beginning, the first part to the end, the last one and the last one to the end. Now, again, what is the chelik? What's the pshat? Because lamaisa, we're talking about a case where it was done in four different parts. First part, then the middle part, the third part, and the fourth part. So the first part and the fourth part have no connection, because the first part, when he went ahead and he was makatze that first part, So the Gemara says that the halakha was, when we're talking about when he separated that piece, it says that piece was no connection to the last piece. So now when he separated it later, it's not connected to the first part. The one that's samach to it, the middle one to the first, or the first with the third can do. But the first to the last, that you can't do because those things are not considered belong together. They're not part together. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yishur ben Levi, a similar halakha. Gemara says, Haysa lo yisadaka. The person had a field. Chetzia eviyoshlish, v'chetzia lo eviyoshlish. Half of the produce that he did one third of the field. And the other half did not go ahead and didn't yet reach a third. In other words, he went ahead, he did part of it, he didn't get to do the second third. Before he finished doing his part, which is half of his half, he only did half of his part. Now he came back to do the second half, but by that point, the entire field, Marcez, was already considered one third of its growth. So therefore now, he wants to go ahead and do his part. Is that mafsik? Is that break the first and the second part? Since he stopped in the middle and now the third part was done, he can't go connect the two parts. You can separate paya from the first to the middle one. The same idea. Since he was a step in the middle and you stopped and the person did the other part, did the second, third before he did the first two parts. And therefore, it breaks the connection between the first and the last. And therefore, he can't go ahead and harvest them together. He can't go ahead and take payah from one to the other. He can do from the beginning, the middle, the first to the middle, or the middle to the end, but he can't do from the beginning to the end the same idea, the same case. The Okunitz case is the same halakha as the case before. Mishnah continues. Amoicha kilcha ilan besok sadeh. A person sells young fruit trees besok sadeh within his field. Now again, here there are different opinions. You didn't sell the land, but what you're doing is you're selling the trees itself. So how do you sell the trees without the land? So it means that the person is going to come and take out the trees and bring them someplace else. So the question is, so what do you do? So before he takes the trees, the lokeach, the person wants to go and harvest the fruit. So the question is, when do you give payah? How do you give payah? How do you give payah? So the Rashi Slul learns is talking about trees that are the things that grow from the trees. Kalicha ilon says the Rashi Slul lakum imperaseim. These are things that sprouts that grow with the fruit that grow out. So therefore, this is some of the tree sprouts that somehow that when you have the trees, they grow together with the fruits and the cause of lashon kilke lashon mishnah kumayun because lashon mikra. So therefore, this is the it said this is the ilan besotur yotze etzel gaze ilan zakein. If you have a tree that's an older tree or trees that are planted close to each other, so therefore this that grows out of it, you want to take these out. So the question is, what's the halakha from payah? When do you give payah? So you're not uprooting the trees right now. You're just going ahead and wanted to harvest the trees, to harvest the fruit from the trees. So when do you go ahead and give payah? Says the Mishnah, nosim payah mikol echad v'yechad. You have to give payah from each and every tree by itself. You can't go ahead and do one. What's the reason why? Because you can't say take from the land because he never bought the land. The whole idea here is that he's only buying besoik sadeh. He's buying trees without the land. So each tree is like a din by itself. It's a min b'fnei atzmo. And therefore each tree has to give payah from that tree itself. You can't use the land in between to make it into a... Into one din, because the land doesn't connect because it's not he's not buying the land in between, so therefore each tree you have to give separately. Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says that depends. Halacha depends. A masai only b'zman shlo shi'a b'al sada, when the owner of the field didn't leave over anything of the trees, they took all the trees he sold to the lokeach. He didn't keep any trees himself. Baal Sadeh, the owner of the field, left over something for himself, even if he left over one tree, he can give payah from that one for all of the trees that come. In other words, what's the pshat? Because then the seller, if you sold all the trees, so then you have nothing to give from. Therefore, the lokeach has to give from each tree separately because the land doesn't connect the tree. But if he went ahead and he left over one for himself, then the whole thing considered as if it's all his. And Mamela, therefore, the Gemara doesn't explain what the lumbus is, but basically what it means is, so therefore now the seller has the he owns all the land. Now he has a tree, so all the land is part of the field. That tree is connected to the land, which is connected to all of them together. Mainly, therefore, he has a lucky give one payah for all of the whole thing, and that's sufficient, and that's enough because it's all his. It all belongs to him. So the and says the Maram Fuldo Kivin Asada Shalom next should kolak lakam l'sada ilan echad. Since we go ahead and it's the field belongs to him, so the land is all connects it, so all the sprouts all are considered as one, and therefore you can give it one payah l'kol. That's a Yudas Alaka. Says the Gemara, let's understand Yudas Alaka. To when does it apply? Akadonshis Kalixar. We're talking about a case where the person went ahead and the seller started going ahead and he began to go harvest his field before he was finalized the sale, so therefore it still belongs to him. I feel it was still gum. Even if he didn't go ahead. Even when we're talking about cases, even where he didn't even begin to harvest at the time. But Lamaisa, what does it mean? What does that mean? He didn't begin to harvest. The Gemara will explain. We're talking about a case here where Israel say he planned on harvesting before the sale. So then we look at it all as if it's all connected to one. So the Gemara wants to understand where do we get where we look at this halakha from. So it seems to be a strange halakha. So at the Gemara, we learned this from Nadah. We learned it from the Mishnah. Letter from the Mishnah and Chulin. Look, our God's could also have a person went and bought the God's the wool of his son of his friend, but before he shaked it off, if the seller left over some wool for himself, and the seller is Magir, Rachel's our God's in the whole thing, because he still has part of it in his Rishus. So even though, even the part that he sold, even the fleece, even the wool that he's going to sell, since Lamai, he's only keeping a piece for himself, but if he kept a piece for himself, so it's Chal Reishis Agaz on that, and therefore he can give on everything from that wool that he left over. The Merkus Chayv, him Lav, he took over, sent everything, then a Lokeach Chayv, Lokeach has to give, because there's nothing for the Merkus to give from. So then he has to go, Lokeach is the one that has to go ahead and take give. If you'll be on that, Shem Yochanan, be him who says him, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yudhi, this Mishnah is like Rav Yudhi Shita, just like Rav Yudhi says in our Mishnah. That cases that when the seller sells all the trees that leaves over nothing, sells all the trees to the Lokeach. Lokeach is the one that has to give payah. And then each tree separately because he didn't own the land in between. However, if he leaves over even one tree for himself, then the Lokeach, he gives him also payah, mekal echad, and that tree can give the rest of all the rest of them. The Charedah, same exact halacha, is a halacha over here by Gas Social Kaveiro. Therefore, the Charedah Shita of the Mishnah is Rav Yehuda. So at the Gemara, Shnia Damon, Gemara says, "Shehis Chuligos, Mencholos Chuligos." Is there enough community between Reish Agaz whether he started a cutting or not? But Bolish Shneiliska looks up Mencholiska. The same halacha would apply in our Mishnah where we said the gift is where he started to harvest or he didn't start. Did he start before the sale or he didn't start before the sale? Just like the halacha we said in our Mishnah, either starts Lugaya, the harvested trees, whether he went ahead and started harvesting before the sale, be the same halacha by Reish Agaz. The Chayra would be the same din. So the Chayra, if it's the same din, then the same thing over here as well. So with the Chayra, what do you have to explain both halakha? With Mishnah to tell you Rav Yehuda's halakha, and now we're going to explain a little bit the lamas of Rav Yehuda to explain the lashon of the Mishnah as well, if that's the halakha of Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. So to Mama Tami Rav Yehuda, what's the reason? Mishum, the Chayra is Katsir Bakama. Gemara says, is it the halakha that the obligation to give payah is Gemara talks about on the Katsir Bakama, the stuff that's still standing in the ground? And that's what it is. That stays to the land. Or Mishum Navi Mecha, Le Chutzim Machavaso. Or do we look at it because this is seller sold it to the guy without giving him this? So Mele didn't give him, since he sold him the trees, and he never gave him the chiyuv to give payah from them because he was Mashiach, but therefore, when a person buys something, so what's the chesed that he bought? He didn't want to start giving payah from what he bought. He wanted the seller, the mocha, to give payah. So therefore, the halakha is, when he bought it, he had a mind that the payah is going to be given by the mocha, and therefore he's not mechuyev to give payah. So Gemara wants to say, Akovas could say, Satan by Akovas could say, the Kiev is what's left over. Or Mar says, no, maybe the Alok is that the reason why Alok is that the Moichah has to give, because the kind of Lokeach doesn't want to. If Dafka had know that he's not going to give it, I'm buying it, but I'm not Amanasla to give pay from that. So maybe that's the Alok. So what's the difference between these two Svaras? So the Gemara says, Shmaimin Adol, let's Mimiyashay the Shaila from the Gemara, the Malka Menatzom and Akavero. Person bought God's soul from his friend, if he left over himself, then Amoichachai, the Merkel Sky, the Gracious Akaz, then Malaw Akechai, Amrav Yemi Shem Yogan, what you do? That's what you do, exactly like Gemara. So we see that the Gemara is saying that Yud is the same Malaw, and the same thing would apply in our case. Gemara says, how does this go ahead and explain our Sugya, Islamema, Haman Shekovas Katsim Rama? Could you say the Pshat is that the person, what's left over, when the person went ahead
and gave the Reish Zagas to the person, to the Lekeach. So the Gemara said, when he gave over, did he give over the, considered like Chovas Katsu Bekomet, that's in the standing up? The Gemara said, I can't say a Svarah. By Gaz, the Reish Zagas, you don't say it's standing. What's Mechuyim is the stuff that the Reish Zagas is on what's left. Reish Zagas is whatever comes off. The pay is a din in the Kama. Pay is a chal, what's left in, what's left before you harvest it. So the Gemara said, therefore, what's the well, how can you make a connection to these two sugyas? It's very, very different. By Chovas, I mean, same Kama. Lo, can you say it applies over here by Reish Zagas? Of course not. So the guy sold it, all the wool, except with what he's giving, or except the chiyuv to give Reish Zagas. The chimako chutzah b'chavaso, and here too, when he gives chutzah b'kamo, without giving a lo, giving payah, maybe an economic should apply. And therefore the lokeach is part of a mulpeah, even if he wasn't mishai or anything. The Gemara says, no, man, how come? There's a very big difference between the two of them. What's the difference between the two explanations? We have two different ways to explain Rav Yehuda. We just said two different ways. What's the nafkamina between the two drachim? So the Gemara says, ava lokeach v'hifrish. What if the buyer went ahead, it was mafrish, payah. In other words, really, halacha is you're not mechuyev to do pay, but he went ahead and did it anyway. So what's the halacha? Do we say in Tom, if you tell me Shemachavas Ketzir Bekama, the reason why the chiyev pay is there because it was the leftover stuff that wasn't we had harvested, hevesh parish, that whatever you separate is separated, and therefore there's no, you don't get anything back. It's already whatever separated is not part of the sugi, not part of the equation. You don't get it back. It's not part of the pay equation. If you tell me because it's like he sold him except for that, and that's why you have to get from that. The guy went ahead and separated, yet again took money from him, then he got back paid back. So if like he has to mechuyev payah because like he got paid back. So if it's like he didn't take payah because he got paid, reimbursed for it. Got reimbursed for it, he still have a chiyev payah. So merely it would be an afkamina in Rav Yehuda's halakha is whether we say it's considered part of it, so do we say it's considered k'mechuyev katsa kama? It's a big nafkamina halakha. Similarly, the Gemara says, another halakha, this will be chelik shel meicher. If part of the chelik of the meicher got burnt, ain't too much chelik considered b'kama, he tell me the obligation only because of what's left standing, then he says, sir, then we say what's left standing, what's burnt is burnt, and whatever was left standing is out of the equation. There's no didn't pay on that. There's no pay on that because it's not here, it's left, it's burnt. There's no, you don't include that in the cheshbon of pay. However, also, if you tell me the cheshbon is because the person who sells it does it with the obligation to give payah, that's what he's doing with this Rav Nota, Meridamim. So if he went and burnt it, then he has to go ahead and pay the difference. Because Lamaisa, what's the svara? Again, Bishayim, if Allah is that there was no din pay on it because it's on the Sikhoma was still attached and never burnt, then how you put it? There's no din payah. If you tell me that the Bechoma, it's like he sells them exclusive of that he's telling you that those trees I'm not giving you on that obligation, and I sell it to you, not going to take pay on what I'm taking, then this one, part of the money got destroyed. Even if the part of the chelik of the meicher got destroyed, halakha still he took dami, he still took dami, he still had to take. He got reimbursed because he had now his chiyuv pay. He didn't want to pay payah, but now you have to go and pay him. So the chayyur, we have two different nafkaminas la halakha in the two pshatim that we give it the potential of what the halakha of Yehuda is. Whether we say it's a din, and the reason why you put it because chayvas koma ketzir b'hakoma, that leftover part is still was attached, and therefore that has a chiyuv, still have a chiyuv pay on that. Or do we say no? It's because since lamaisa, it's not because you have a chiyuv, but rather because it's chmeichel chovus avasa. We excluded that from him having to pay, and therefore, if you're going to go ahead and mechuyev pay it from him, he's allowed to get reimbursed from the mocher. Even though that would be a halacha of Rav Yehuda be in both cases, and neither case the halacha would be that it'd be considered as if it's not didn't pay on one because of the fact that the halacha is we consider it as if it's two separate. And that's the halakha chiddush of Yehuda. In either case that we're talking about, we don't consider it as one din, and therefore the halakha is that you have to give payah kolecha mishalom.